Shlimudenu Yeshus Lilu Nishmas Rabban Yudalei Ben Reb Noach Tzvi Olav Shalom Kilayim Perek Hey, the fifth chapter of Maseches Kilayim. We're learning now about the topic of Kilaya Kerem. The Torah says you're not allowed to plant wheat, grain in a vineyard. If you do so, that would prohibit the vineyard. This chapter is going to teach us that this doesn't only apply to wheat, it also applies to vegetables that are planted in a vineyard, but it does not apply to kitnios that are planted in a vineyard. And this is all based on the pasuk where the Torah says, Lo tizra karmacha kilayim pentik dasham le'a zera sher tizra utvua sakarem. Don't plant your vineyard kilayim, lest that consecrate and thereby make obligated in being burned both the grain that's growing as well as the harvest of the vineyard. If you have a vineyard, as we've learned, you have to keep your grain 4 amos away. If you have a single grapevine, the grain can be 6 tfachim away. Kerem shacharav. Let's say you have a vineyard that got destroyed. At what point is it still a vineyard? If it's in an area of a base saw, namely 50 amma by 50 amma, an area that you could have planted a saw of wheat, if you can gather out of that area, you still have left in that area 10 vines. So, and the Mishnah continues, Una tuos kihil chasan, and those vines are planted the way they should be. In other words, they're still in the arrangement of two, paralleling two with a third vine, a total of 5 vines, looking like as if there is 2 against 2, and then there's a tail to be a total of 5 vines, which is a vineyard. And as we're going to see later in this parak, the vines can't be too close to each other. Hareza nikra kerem dal, this is called a weak vineyard, and you have to put the seed 4 amos away. Another case, kerem shunatua yerbuvia. Let's say you have a vineyard planted in a mess. There are vines all over the place. It's not a nice, neat rose. So im yesh b'lachavin shtayim neged shalosh, hareza kerem, if you can still find within these messy vines, 2 vines paralleling each other, and then a third vine on one of those rows, it is in a way that it looks like it's a tail coming out of the 5 vines, that the 5th vine is like a tail. Hareza kerem, this is a vineyard. V'im lav. But if it's not this way, eino kerem, if you can't find this exact arrangement, then since it's all in a mess, it doesn't have the status of a vineyard, it just has the status of individual vines. Rabbi Meir, Omer Rabbi Meir says, even if you have messy vines, since it looks like the vineyard, that is, it's close. Let's say you have a vine paralleling another vine, and then on the next little bit ahead, you have another vine. Across, you have a vine, and these 2 vines are not exactly parallel, but they're close to each other. And then you have a 3rd vine on one row. So it still looks similar to the form of a vineyard, and it's treated like a vineyard, Areza Kekarim, according to Rabbi Meir, but Halacha is not like Rabbi Meir. 2nd Mishnah, Kerem Shunatu al Pachos Pachos Mi'arba Amos. Let's say you have vines in a vineyard, and the vines are very close. The rows are very close. There's less than 4 amos between each row of vines. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, so now it's Eino Kerem. It's not a vineyard because these vines are all going to kill each other. It won't grow. But the sages disagree. They say Kerem is a vineyard. Aye, you have vines too close to each other. No, Roen Esayim Tziyos, Kilu Einan. We imagine that those middle ones, as if they are gone, we view them as something that's going to be uprooted and turned into wood, and therefore it doesn't really count. It's not as if it's there. We have a row of vines, and across from it another row of vines, and it is permitted. Charitz shehu over bakerem. Let's say you have a ditch in the middle of the vineyard, amok asara, which is 10 tfachim deep, rachav arba, 4 tfachim wide. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Omer, Rabbi Elazar said, ben Yaakov says, Im hayim ufulish mirosh hakerem vad sofo, if this ditch is open on both sides, so it actually goes through the entire vineyard, open on one side, open on the other side, there's a ditch going across and bisecting the vineyard, hareza nira kevein shnei kramim, then it looks like this is between two different vineyards. It looks like you have one vineyard on one side of the ditch, another vineyard on the other side of the ditch, and you have a ditch, which is like, almost like a third area. And then Vizorin Besocho, you can plant seed inside the ditch. And it's not considered seeds in a vineyard. Vim lav. But if the ditch is not open on both sides, it doesn't go all the way through, then Hareyu Kegat, then this ditch has the status of a wine press inside of a vineyard. What's that status? That's the next part of the Mishnah. Hagatcha Bekarim, let's say you have a wine press in the middle of a vineyard. Amuka Sara, if it's 10 tfachim deep. Virachav Arban, 4 tfachim wide. But it doesn't go through the entire vineyard. It's just this little hole where they would come with the grapes and they would step on them to make them into wine. Rebbe Elazar says, Zoran Besocha, that's also a separate area. You can plant wheat there. Chachamim Osem, the Chacham say you're not allowed to plant in that area because they hold that it is a part of the vineyard, and now it's planting wheat in the vineyard. So when we saw earlier, Blezer ben Yaakov says that if you have a ditch, if it's not mefulash, it's like a gat, and he holds like the Chachamim that you're not allowed to plant in the wine presses in the gat. Shomei Rasha Bakarim. Let's say in the middle of the vineyard you have a big mound, and on that mound the guard used to stand to watch the vineyard. It's Gavoa Asar Chava Arba, it's 10 tvachim tall and 4 tvachim wide. Zorin Betocha, you are allowed to plant in that mound. However, Vimhayar Seir Kotesh, if over that mound you have branches of vines over interlocking over it, so then it's still a vineyard, and Asar, you can't plant the wheat and grain there. Mishnah Dalet. Gefen shinatua bagas ovaneka. Let's say you have a vineyard and you have a vine planted in a wine press or in a ditch inside the vineyard. Nostin la avodasa. Give to that single grapevine. Let's say you have a grapevine in a wine press. Not necessarily that the wine press was in the vineyard, just a grapevine in the wine press or a grapevine in a ditch. Nosin la avodasa, you give it its space, namely according to this Tana, 6 tvachim, zareya samosar, and then you can plant the rest of the wine press or the ditch. However, Rabbi Yossi says no. In Ancient Arba Amos, if you don't give it 4 amos, lo yavi zera l'sham, you can't put seed there. Vabayis Shebakam. Let's say you have a home, a building inside the vineyard. Zorin Besocha, you are allowed to plant inside the house because the walls of the house separate the seed from the rest of the vineyard. Mishnah Hay, the basic law we've seen earlier is that if you planted grain or vegetable close to the edge of a vineyard, so that vegetable and grain will prohibit 1 to 2 rows of the vineyard. But now we're learning that if you plant vegetable in the middle of a vineyard, it prohibits much more than 1 to 2 rows. Hanotea, what it prohibits is a circle around it, which has a radius of 16 amma. So, Hanotea Yerek Bakarim, if a person plants a vegetable in a vineyard, O Mekayim, or there's a vegetable growing there and he would like it to stay there, he's not looking to remove it. Hareza Mekadesh, so that will now consecrate a large circle around the vegetable. How many trees might be included in that circle? Arbayim v'chamesh kfanim. In a normal vineyard, it'll be 45 vines. In Masai, what's a normal vineyard? Bezman shayinutuos al arba arba o al chamesh chamesh. If you have the vines planted with 4 amos between each row and both in the width and in the length. So it's 4 amos between each vine, or even 5 amos between each vine. And in the middle of this planting of lots and lots of vines, you will plant a vegetable, or you see a vegetable growing and you'd like it to stay there. So now we draw a huge circle, with the vegetable being the center of the circle. It's a circle of 16 amos on this side, 16 amos on that side, 16 amos up, 16 amos down. It's a 32 amos circle all around, and all the trees caught in that circle would be 45 trees. Hayu netuos al sheish sheish, but if the trees are quite far from each other, there's a normal vineyard, is a tree 4 amos away from each other. The rows are 4 amos apart, the trees are 4 amos apart. Even if the trees are 5 amos apart, we're afraid that the Tiferes Yisrael explains, we're afraid that you might confuse the 4 amma vineyard with the 5 amma vineyard. So we say the 5 amma vineyard should be treated the same way. But if we have lots of space between the vines, al sheish sheish, each row is 6 amos away from the next row, oh, al sheva sheva, or 7 amos away from each other, so now we're not going to say destroy 45 vines. We say that 16 amos in each direction from the vegetables, that what is in those 60 amos has to be destroyed, and we draw a big circle, a circle with a radius of 16 amos in order to destroy the all these items that are in within that circle. Agulos, we talk about a circle, velomrubos, we don't make a big square. All right, we mentioned the idea of kium, that if you see a vegetable growing in a vineyard and you'd like it to stay there, you're not looking to remove it, then already is a problem. So what's the definition of kium? Haroa yerek bekerem, if you see a vegetable in a vineyard. Va'amar, when you first saw it, you say, no, I'm not there yet. Kishagia lo alakten. When I get there after the other vines I'm dealing with, when I get to that vegetable, I'm going to pick it out. So then mutter. So that does not create a prohibition. But if you're standing by the vegetable and you say, you know what, I'm going to be lazy now. Kishechzor alakten. When I come back to it, I'll pick it out. Then it can be a problem. When is it creating a problem? Hosef b'masayim, if it grew 1/200th close to the vines, with the vines, usher, it prohibits the entire, it prohibits that which grew 1/200th. Now, how do you assess 1/200th? So the Rambam says you take a fruit and you wait till it dries out. You know, how much time did it take till it fully dried out? If it took 200 hours, so then 1 hour is the amount of time that it would take to add moisture and for it to grow. So 1/200th. That's how you figure it out. All right, Mishnah Zion. Haya over Bakerem. Let's see, he's walking through his vineyard. V'naflu mimenu zraim. And by mistake, some wheat seeds fall out. Oshiyatsu mazvalim. When he's throwing out the fertilizer for the vineyard, some wheat seeds end up in that fertilizer, or imamayim, or with the water. Or as Oreya is throwing wheat to sow it, to plant it, and the wind came and it blew all the wheat kernels behind him. So now those things that grow, that wheat with the vines, mutter, is permitted because he didn't want to plant that at all. However, if the wind blows the wheat in front of him, so he sees it. So now, why didn't he pull it out right away? He didn't pull it out right away. That shows that there is kium. So he wants it there. So now it's a problem. So what do you now do? Rabbi Akiva and Masavim, if it grows up into grasses, Yachrosh, you have to plow it over to kill the grasses. Im Aviv, if it grew even more than that into a plant, not yet a third growth. In Apitz, you have to shatter those seeds. And imhevia dagan, and if it actually became a fully completed grain, tidalek, you have to burn the whole thing down. Mishnaches, Hamakayim Kotzim Bakerem. What about someone who has a vineyard and there are thorns growing in the vineyard and he'd like the thorns to grow there? Are thorns vegetables? Well, in Arabia they are, because in Arabia they have camels and the camels eat the thorns. So Rebbe Elazar, Omer Kiddush, Rebbe Elazar says in those places where they do like thorns, they are vegetables, and therefore thorns are vegetables if you want it there, and it can destroy the whole vineyard. However, Chachamim, but the sages disagree. They say, Lo Kiddush ela davar shekamohu mekaymin. It would only make consecrated and prohibited something that normally in that place they would want to keep it, like, you know, thorns in Arabia, if that's where they want it there. But in other places, he holds the thorns are not vegetables. The Chacham say the thorns are not vegetables, and they would not create a prohibition. So according to Belezer, the thorns create a prohibition all over, because in Arabia they're vegetables. According to the Chacham, only in Arabia would they be able to create a prohibition in the vineyard. Ha'erus, the iris, the hakisom, and the kisom, the shoshanas hamelech, and this vegetable called shoshanas hamelech, v'chol mine zra'in, and all similar types of plants, are not kilayim, a non-kilayim bekerem, they're not kilayim in HaTorah. However, kinbus, cannabis, Rebbe Tarfon Omer eino kilayim, Rebbe Tarfon says it's not kilayim, v'chacham rom kilayim, chacham say it is kilayim, v'kinras, whereas kinras, which is globe artichoke, is kilayim bekerem, it is kilayim in a vineyard. Ad kan Perek Hey.